FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club right here on FC Radio and on North Manchester 106.6 FM. And in this week's show, we continue our look at pre-season as we'll be bringing you all the reaction and interviews from last Tuesday night's game against AFC Fylde, as well as Saturday's match against Chorley. We'll also be hearing from FC United captain Michael Potts later in the show. But before that, let's kick things off with last Tuesday's match against AFC Fylde. It took place at Broadhurst Park, and let's hear now how FC United got on with our FC Live team from Tuesday evening. Here's Willoughby now. Willoughby on this near touchline, midway into FC United's half on this main stand side, shields the ball well, plays the ball back to Craigan. Craigan plays the ball into his own half to find Jameson. Jameson, centre back for Fylde, looking out to the left hand touchline. There's Duxbury there, looking for a give and go with Yates, and Yates has to play the ball back into midfield to Montrose. Montrose is a very good player. Speaking of which, here's Rowe. Rowe now into midfield, along the halfway line, he comes with the ball, looking for a pass down the right hand side. Headed back infield, it comes from Craigan, and back into midfield. Here's Montrose now. Montrose square to Rowe. Rowe lining up a shot from distance. Oh, well, that's a fabulous finish. An absolute peach of a finish there from Danny Rowe. And, well, you shouldn't really give him that much time and space. But to be fair, he's 35, 40 yards out. And he's belted that pole. There's not a lot we could do with that.
I was thinking earlier, before he scored there, I was thinking he was playing a rather deeper role. He was dropping back in defence. He was playing midfield. And that was the first time he actually encroached further forward. And of course he scores, and that's the measure of the man's lethal talents.
Very, very impressive shot in all fairness, and you could question the defending, but that ball's travelled a long way from there.
Certainly the closing down, I'm not sure the keeper could be culpable.
No, absolutely.
It was a narrow shot.
A fantastic goal to open the scoring here, but from an FC perspective, not the start Chaddy would have wanted. Lennon back to Griffiths, finds Hallowell in a bit of a pocket here. Hallowell looking for options, has to play the ball back to Griffiths, who's still on the halfway line. Griffiths square to Potts. Potts under pressure from Rowe. Oh, Griffiths gives the ball away and gives it to Willoughby. Willoughby's going to strike here from distance. Hits Dean. Deflects. Nothing Water could do there. And Fylde take a 2-goal lead here on 42 minutes, Paul.
Yeah, it was a bit. We gave the ball away in the middle of the park, and it was a bit of a suicidal pass, and Willoughby latched onto it. And even there, his shot had to take a deflection to get past Walton. And I think Walton will count himself a little bit unlucky there, but the ball loops in into the top corner, and Willoughby's got his comeback goal.
Midway inside their own half, over on that park side, is Jameson now with the ball, under a bit of pressure from Rodney, but plays the ball square to the edge of their own box, and here's Byrne now. Byrne once again sprinting towards the halfway line. Very fast with this ball for a centre-back. Out towards this right-hand side, the ball goes to Craigan now. Craigan infield to Montrose. Montrose into the centre circle, the ball goes to find Phyllis Kirk, and here's Duxbury now with a chip pass into the box, and well, that's simple goal. Dan Bradley there, and it was a great ball in from Yates, and Bradley onside, and not much Wharton could do with that, Paul.
No, it was the pass that made the goal, but unfortunately the defenders didn't pick up the run. Made it a formality for him from close range.
And in the last minute of this first half, the score is now 3-0. And Lenihan's there, but he loses out. High ball played towards the halfway line. Well brought down there by Willoughby for Fylde. Just a reminder, he's not playing for FC anymore. And here's Yates. Yates, a nice ball in. Here's Casillo. And just like that,
silky stuff.
Fylde make it 4. And with 37 minutes played in the second half. And well, that was simple football really, Paul,
and 4-0. Neat finish, and it was all about the cross. The cross and the run.
So it's a corner. We've got 3 minutes left to play here. Can FC United get a consolation goal in this pre-season friendly? It's going to be a corner from the left-hand side. In it comes. Who's getting on that ball? It's a yellow head, but the ball breaks to Carney. Shouts of shoot from the SMRE. And Carney does shoot! Wow. Down to Montgomery's left. And there was too much sting on it for the Fylde goalkeeper. And with a couple of minutes left here at Broadhurst Park, the SMRE finally have a goal to cheer for.
And a fine strike from outside the box. He certainly did pick the corner, and Montgomery was floundering there.
Well, we're now joined by Mr. David Chadwick.
Hello.
Hello. What did you take from that game then?
A lot, to be fair. Do you know, the lads, you can see them being a bit annoyed, do you know, because they've give errors away to cost a couple of goals. And you've got to remind them sometimes that you're playing full-time teams who work on this kind of situation day in, day out, and you make a mistake against these kind of teams, you get punished. And, you know, half-time, we were going in at 1-0, and we could have had 2-3 goals. You know, Rain down the right wing was superb for staff. We were creating problems, but then we were creating our own problems on ourselves by just giving the balls away cheaply, which the second goal, I know it was a deflection, but we give the ball away, not under pressure, which, again, it's a learning curve. So, you know, as long as the lads take things from that and we can build on it, and, you know, we change the shape slightly. It took us half an hour to get used to that. But then second half, we come out and we nullified the actual centrepiece of the actual pitch, and they couldn't break us down. And again, obviously, they scored near the end, which is a sucker punch. Again, we got on the wrong side of the winger, which he's put the ball in. But we didn't deserve that either. We were on top of the game. We could have had another couple of goals near the end. But the lads, you know, they worked really hard. We deserved that goal near the end. We deserved. If that had finished 4-3, 4-4, you know, that might have been a bit of a tough ask. But 4-3, you'd have been happy with that. We deserved. So, you know, we've learned fitness levels.
You know, yes.
29 degrees we were playing in there, and you could see it on the lads' faces for staff. When you give the ball away, the work, you have to work extra to try and get it back in. The little sprints left, right, left, it's taking its toll on them. So it's...
I mean, Montrose was obviously really blowing there. I mean, it was just horrendous tonight, temperature-wise.
It's horrible. I was sweating, stood there, and I felt for the lads, and that's why... You know, we were trying to force the ball sometimes early doors. Well, just keep it. Just keep popping it. There's times where you can play a little triangle movements and be patient, and it sounds something. You play 2-3 passes like, I've got to go forward. But that's not until I'll go further and I'll force a 30-yard ball. And they've got good shape and they break it down. And then, again, we're defending.
I mean, like you say about that first half, it was 0-0 for a long time. And... You know, you can say, should have closed Danny Rowe down, but he's 35, 40 yards out. You don't expect a shot like that, do you?
I don't think Paddy saw it. I didn't see it. And he had too much space because we were a bit disjointed in the midfield for either.
But you're expecting a through ball or a ball out wide, aren't you?
But a strike like that was I'd love to see that again because what a finish. And then, but then you go, do you know what, fair play. It's 1-0 and we're still in the game, and then we've created a couple of cutbacks from Rain, balls in the box, and you know he worked wonders out there. You know he played 90 minutes there. I think he could have done another half an hour there. You know, his fitness levels were great, and he was getting in dangerous positions. So it bodes well if you separate the game into chunks there. You know, the lads have given a really good performance in.
I mean, we've given man of the match to Paddy Wharton for obvious reasons. I mean, some of those saves, especially the Willoughby lob here, was superb. He's going to be a very good goalkeeper this season.
He's a great character already in the dressing room. He brings the lads together, which is great. You know, and he's good to have around. You know, more importantly, you know, he's a really good goalkeeper, and he's kicking. It's something else, you know. His pinpoint accuracy there, you know. We've got a little diamond. He's done well.
And the other thing, obviously, like we said, there's a couple of injuries before this game in Myers and in Donoghue.
Yeah, well, we lost Donoghue in the warm up with a little hamstring, so we had to change the team.
Our defence isn't going to be playing against the likes of Danny Rowe and Kurt Willoughby this season. And at the same time, our strikers aren't going to be dealing with Jameson and Byrne and Whitmore and the like, are they? So it's going to be... It's difficult to assess too much about the performance, but what we can say is
there's
players who've had 90 minutes there.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to get to. You know, and some of them players, you know, whether for one reason or another, they've not... started that many as well. You know, Rain's done brilliant. Every time he's come on, he started a game. You know, Saturday he was immense, and you know, he's worked hard, and that's why he got himself 90 minutes. We weren't sure on who to bring off, to be honest, going into them last 20 minutes, but Ray just kept going and going. So we said, just leave him flying. So, no, positive.
Dave Chadwick there speaking to myself on FC Live last Tuesday night. FC United 1, AFC Fylde 4. A decent run out there for FC United in sweltering conditions in North Manchester. And having scored that great goal on Tuesday night, FC United's Craig Carney caught up with Tim Browning.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, all right.
Obviously, we've just come off the back of the Fylde game. Quite a strange game in many senses because of the heat, etc. A lot of subs towards the end. You were one of the subs. Came on, scored a great goal. How did you find it?
It was good to just get on and get some minutes, really. I think they've had quite a few chances and we have. I think it could have been 4-3 if we take our chances a bit more clinical. But yeah, it was good to get some minutes. A hot night, so it was important we looked after the ball.
How do you think, sort of, basically, you're fitting into the team? Based, obviously, you've sort of got on today. How do you think you're fitting into the team generally?
I mean, I come on at second half, we changed shape slightly. I think that helped us give a bit more balance. So if you go off second half, it was 1-1 effectively. I think we looked a bit more solid second half. I think we identified a few of the problems in the first half at half time, and I think we certainly looked a lot more solid and organised the second half.
Okay, and in the context of the squad, how are you finding that? Obviously, you're new to FC. How is the bonding and how's the base of the buzz and all that
stuff?
I think
it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. We've got quite a big squad, but there's a lot of competition for places. It's healthy. Shirts are up for grabs, and it was great to get away the other weekend, have a few games down south, and you know, really get to know each other.
Yeah, I understand you were sharing quite a big room.
Yeah, it was a small room with a lot of lads in. Yeah, about 13 of us in one room, triple bunks. So yeah, it was a bit hot, obviously, and sweaty, but yeah, weren't the best conditions. But more or less, it brought us together, and we got to know each other. So it bodes well for the season.
Craig Carney there, goal scorer from Tuesday night's game against AFC Fylde, speaking with Tim Browning. One player not featuring on Tuesday night was Lewis Myers, who picked up an injury earlier in the week. And with some strapping on his knee on Thursday night, Tim Browning caught up with Lewis for an update on how his injury was progressing.
Hey Lewis, how are you doing? How's the knee?
Yeah, a lot better, thanks. Road to recovery now, a couple of weeks out, I think. So I'm just hoping to get back for the first game of the season. That's my main priority at the moment.
Okay, I believe you were jogging and you twisted it.
Yeah, a nightmare. That was a nightmare. It was one of them. I didn't really want to make myself look bad, do you know what I mean? But it is what it is. Accidents do happen.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it looked really bad, obviously, when you saw it with a bit of a brace on, and obviously it was quite swollen on Tuesday night. But obviously, it looks much better now.
Yeah, there was a lot of swelling. It's gone down. I've just done a session then working on it. It feels a lot stronger. Just hoping it gets back to how it was.
Okay, do you think we're back for the August 17th?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll definitely be back for that. I just don't want to rush it back.
Okay, obviously you've been with FC towards the end of last season. You've come into a full season with FC. Getting a pre-season in the team is so important. Obviously, it's getting Renault's sort of plans and obviously FC's sort of shape together. Have you set yourself any personal objectives?
I just want to score as many as I can, win as many games as we can, just as a team, just be a lot better than obviously previous years.
And do you see yourself forming an actual partnership with any of the other players up front?
I can see myself in a good partnership with Chaz and Donners, because they're always in and around myself. Obviously, me being the front man, everything comes off me, so that's what I like. I like players like Chaz and Donners that's lively, just to be around me.
In terms of sort of the team spirit, obviously, it sounds like it's a lot better. Yeah. Every player I've spoken to has said that they're absolutely buzzing at 4 or 5 weeks into the pre-season, and it feels like it. Does that feel like it to you?
Well, yeah, team spirit's massive, and I think we've got loads of it, to be quite honest. I think, obviously, when I was here at the end of last season, I thought there was a few clicks. Mm-hmm. This year, we're just one big group getting together, and we all just buzz off each other, which is good.
FC United striker Lewis Myers there speaking with Tim Browning at training at the end of last week. So Lewis Myers on the road to recovery, but unfortunately not in time for Saturday's game against Chorley at Victory Park. Later we'll be hearing from David Chadwick and from FC United skipper Michael Potts. But before that, it's to the action itself. And to find out now how FC United got on at Chorley on Saturday afternoon, it's over to our FC Live team.
Hello everybody and welcome to another FC Live. It's another Saturday afternoon in July and it's another one of our pre-season specials. It's Chorley this afternoon against FC United of Manchester. in this pre-season friendly in Chorley at Victory Park. And joining me here in July in Lancashire, wearing orange, it's Woodzo.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, not bad.
So this afternoon it's another pre-season friendly, another team in the division above.
Yeah.
Obviously we played Fylde on Tuesday night. Me and you haven't spoken about it after the full-time whistle. 4-1 to Fylde.
I thought we were okay. They're a good side. I mean, they'll be up there again, I think, in the conference. I thought we did all right. I mean, we could have had a bit of a shoeing. They hit the post a couple of times as well, but we put in a few moves. I mean, I think you said at half time it was all right. You know, there was some. It's about seeing patterns of play and getting passing together, or seeing how players are coming together, and there was elements of that. So forget the results. You know, it's what did we do, and I thought we did all right. Centre halves were probably the shakiest they've been in pre-season, but then
they were tested
by good players.
Yes.
Yeah. Who we're not going to come up against week in, week out next season.
I mean, from pre-season, I know we keep saying this week in, week out, but it's true. From pre-season so far, the standout performances are coming from, well, Paddy Wharton, who had a sensational game. There's a lot of stuff going on, isn't there? I mean, we've had the two same centre-backs pretty much throughout pre-season. That's changing slightly
this afternoon. Yeah.
But it has been Curtis Jones and Tom Dean mainly. Coming in this afternoon from Marine is Chris Doyle.
Apparently he's been here as well pre-season, trialling at Chorley, I've been told. So, he's in there, 24-year-old, I think we had a look that way. One of them names I know, but I can't tell you too much about him, I'll be honest with you. Surprised we brought another centre half in. We've got four that we've come in for. I'd have thought if we were in the market for anybody, it'd be a centre forward to replace, you know, to look the couple we've got injured.
One of those players who was injured is obviously Michael Donoghue. He's back in.
Well, I was talking more Almond and Myers, but yeah.
Donoghue's back in the side.
Donoghue's back today.
Obviously, Lewis Myers is still injured after picking up a knee injury in training.
But he's back sooner than he thought. He could be back.
Well, I'm going to try and grab him at half-time if I can.
I spoke to him briefly at Charlton on Thursday. He turned up after training and he said he should be back in a couple of weeks. And I saw him sprinting out the rain into the clubhouse earlier on, so he looked all right then, to be honest with you.
Good, that's good news.
So that was good news.
Because that was working out quite well, those two together, I thought, Myers and Donoghue.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what Donoghue does this afternoon. Obviously, this is the Donoghue's return to Victory Park following that.
Let's see if he can finish the game this week, this time.
I've seen that type of play so many times in levels of football since Donoghue got sent off and nothing happens. It's ridiculous.
It was.
We mentioned the Chadderton game on Thursday night. You were there at Andrew Street. What happened?
It was a very young team. I think out of the players who've been playing first team football, if you like, it was Markle Foles played. Molly, whatever you want to call him this week, he played.
Molly.
Scored two. Salu played. Sam Harding played. And the rest were young lads. Darren Lyons' lad got sent off. And then they went 3-2 up. Or was it? Did they go 4-3? Oh, they went 4-2 up, actually. Then we got one back right at the end.
Well,
decent runner. I mean, like I said, I think Salu played, if not all the game, certainly most of it. I think he might have come off towards the end.
Again,
Molly scored two goals. One was a penalty, a very dodgily one penalty, and then he got a good goal.
You mentioned Jalu there, and obviously Aaron Morris played right back on Tuesday night against Fylde. Craig Carney's back there this afternoon. We're not quite nailed right
not
back
nailed
yet,
that, that's one of the positions that's still open to from what I saw last week, taking into context the opposition of course last Saturday, I thought Carney was
just
probably
Carney
nailed
like playing there. He's a midfielder by trade, isn't he?
He is, but if, you know, you play where you play, where you're picked, and you know, midfield is a busy
he's
a busy,
busy
old,
and,
you
and
know,
to be honest
position.
Here I'll be surprised if Potts and Griffiths and the main two in central midfield.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This season, joining the midfield this afternoon is Niall Rodney and Paul Ennis.
Yeah, I mean Ennis came with a. Well, I think we said the other week, was it maybe even last Saturday at half time, didn't we? That, you know, he's come with a reputation of being a bit of a fly by night, but players sometimes find the right place, and from what I've seen pre-season. You know, he's scoring goals, he's taking free kicks, he's putting them in the back of the net, he's creating goals, he's linking play, he's doing everything that we want him to do. So I've been impressed with him. I've been impressed with Moulton, but he's one of the players who I thought, ooh, doesn't come with a great rep here. And actually, you know what, he's looking really good.
Chris Sharp starts this afternoon, and he's one as well, which, you know, you're just willing him to...
Yeah, I mean, my personal opinion for Chris Sharp is I think he's best as an impact player on the bench, coming on, you know, when teams are tiring and we can bring him on with 15 minutes to go and you know, he can have an impact. We'll see. I mean, you know, he's got a start today, which is rare for him. He's not. I mean, since he started, he has been operating mainly from the bench.
Well, the teams are now out on the pitch. An absolute disaster, dear listener, for those people those kit men who have email addresses. FC United wearing their blue away strip. Charlie wearing purple. It's confusing. Very confusing, but we'll wait and see. But the teams are now out on the pitch, so it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this pre-season friendly here at Victory Park. It's Stephen Wood, but first, me. It's Griffiths now on the ball, switches it out to this right-hand side to Craig Carney. Carney now had a good game when he came on in midfield on Tuesday night, I thought.
I like the look of him. I do like the look of him.
Now Rodney now winning the ball in midfield. Now Rodney with a couple of tricks and now plays the ball out to the left-hand side. Here's James Joyce now. Joyce lined up a shot from distance.
It's
a good save there from Joe Anion down to his right-hand side. And a good shot there from the FC United left-back. And FC United in a hurry here to take this corner quickly. Here's Donoghue now on his right foot. Crosses this ball in. Headed clear there by Teague and flicked on its way there by Carver. Joyce to Donoghue back to Griffiths back to the centre back, Chris Doyle to Jones to Potts with a first time pass out to this right hand side to Carney's first time ball in field. He's just beyond Rodney and it's now with Alex Newby for Charlie in field, plays it off to his brother and then out to the left hand side. Shot comes in, it deflects off Doyle, it's a messy goal, it hits the bar and actually
is he giving a goal? He's giving a handball.
He's giving handball.
I think, it's difficult to see through the barrier on the top of the stairs here. I think Newby's shot hit somebody on the hand as it deflected up in the air and onto the bar. So it was a scruffy goal.
Goal disallowed. Ball chipped over the top by Teague there towards Carver. Carver, and if he scores that's brilliant.
Doyle.
What a clearance off the line. Carver. It was unlikely he was going to get on that ball. Jones was there, Wharton was there, Carver got his boot on it and it lobbed over the top of the pair of them and there was Doyle right on the line to clear it. It was a great clearance.
It was.
Score remains 0-0. Corner to Charlie. 40 minutes played here at Victory Park. Well, here's Dodd now. Dodd forward, the ball goes to Griffiths. Griffiths does well, gets it to Jallu, to Molly to Griffiths, to Jallu over on this left hand side. Jallu with a drag back, good skill there from the youngster, still going in field with it, still with the ball. Jallu wins it back, gets it to Hallowell gets to Morris looked like he was going to shoot there and does shoot. It's a good save there from Anion and that is full time in this pre-season friendly here at Victory Park. 0-0, but a good 0-0.
I enjoyed that. It was a good game, both teams contributed. Very often when you say 0-0, you know, both teams have cancelled each other out. They haven't today. It's been a good game of football. Both teams have played well. And, you know, I think if one team would have won, I think it would have been cruel.
Shall we go through the team then and who's done what? Because, you know, we've got Chester, we've got the Runcorn game, then Ossett. And then essentially, and then it's a week and
last
a half.
Finish, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
So, Paddy Wharton, I think, is nailed on.
Yep.
Now the right back, and it'd be interesting to get the thoughts of Chaddy, obviously, but Neil Reynolds hasn't really got a right back, but it's looking like it's going to be Craig Carney because, you know,
a right back in Crowley, but he doesn't seem to be playing, so I don't know what the score is there. To me, Carney has played right back in the last two Saturdays. He didn't play right back on Tuesday. He played right back last week and played today. For me, I think he was my man of the match today. So that answers your question of does he and will he start. For me, yes, at right back. But yeah, I think that. And then
left back, we've got two very accomplished left backs in James Joyce, who started this afternoon, and Adam Dodd, who obviously had a superb game against Bangor a couple of weeks ago. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know,
I think Joyce is making a case for it. I mean, I said 2 weeks ago, it's Dodds nailed on. I still think it is. I still think what I've seen, he's the best left back we've got. But I think, you know, Joyce played well today. So,
and speaking of dilemmas, the centre back dilemma has been added.
Well, that's interesting now. Yeah,
we know Aaron Morris has come to us from Runcorn and comes to us with a good pedigree.
Absolutely,
probably is going to be on the fringes for this season, but a very capable fringe.
Yeah, possibly.
But then Chris Doyle's come in from Marine. He's been on trial here.
He wasn't trial. He was at Charlie. You know,
today he's had a great
game. Him and Jones were outstanding together.
But Jones and Dean have been good.
The only game they've struggled, they had the worst game on Tuesday together, but then against good players.
We're not playing against and Willoughby.
Correct.
In the Northern Premier League.
So, you know, he's got a dilemma there. You know, one of his potentially his own making by bringing another one in. But I suppose one of them, if a good player has come available, you've got to be in the market for him. On today's performance, I would say it's the two that started today, but that's only because we've seen for the first time today. So let's see what Tuesday brings, and then, you know, obviously next Saturday.
We've said since the Bangor game, really, that Griffiths and Potts look like they're the two central midfielders. They've got a good bond already. You can tell they're moving around all over the place, spraying that ball. One thing we've said, Neil Reynolds has said, if you're taking more than two touches, then you're not really helping. And Griffiths and Potts are there to make sure it's no more than two touches in midfield. Ennis has that freedom to move around.
I think he'll probably be on the right-hand side, in my opinion.
Now Rodney was obviously playing the right-hand side today.
You know, a couple of times he dropped his shoulder and beat the fullback really well. For me, Ennis is the right-hand side player to go forward. I think we can move back across a bit. Donoghue, to me, is the number 10.
I wouldn't play him. He played left today. I think what we've seen from Donoghue through the middle in these pre-season friendlies has been very exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we've always said here on FC Radio, going back to the Rocker days, you want someone with a bit of excitement when you get the ball.
Yeah.
You want someone to drive at players who's going to entertain not just the granddads, but the kids as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's what Donoghue gives you.
Yeah. But the other thing as well is the left-hand side, to me, is sewn up with Linney.
Yes.
He's been outstanding. So, you know, and I think that adds more fuel for Dodd, because him and Dodd have seemed to have got a fantastic relationship going.
Just because they came from the same club.
They were both at Bama Bridge together. So, and then up front, there's question marks there, because I think that's the one thing where we're struggling with have we got a 22 goal a season player at this moment in time?
Well,
and do we need one? Because will the midfield provide goals? That's they're the questions.
I mean, Myers is injured at the moment.
For the way how he's been lining up when they've all been fit, Myers has been the one who started most of them. So that would point to Myers being the start. And like you said before the game, we talked before the game, or was it, I can't remember, it was a commentary early on, him and Donoghue were looking like they got a decent little partnership together, linking up together. So
what about Sharp? I mean, Sharp, you said in the build-up to this game, you think of him really as more of an impact substitute.
I think so. I think he's an impact sub, like, you know, 15-20 minutes to go, if you need someone to stretch a tired defence, with the defenders with tired legs, I think that's where his strength will be. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Look, Ullman isn't as badly injured as people seem to be speculating, and he may be available.
And when it comes to the players who came on today, I mean, Halliwell looks lively.
He had a great second half.
Yeah. Jallu is pretty good at left wing.
Because he's not played on left-hand side before, has
exactly.
he?
So. Tom Dean is Tom Dean, obviously. But we're going to get the post-match reaction now. Chaddy Woodso, a big thank you for joining us, because you've got to go get an ice cream, haven't you?
Well, at some point. I mean,
You want to stay for this, do you?
Well, I could do. If it's all going to be 5 minutes, I can do.
Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Mr. David Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us.
He can't hear you. He's doing
his James Quinn impression.
Hang on a minute.
Oh,
I need my mum. Help me.
0-0, but a good 0-0.
I thought it was a really good 0-0. I was delighted. I was delighted defensively, especially, obviously, on the back of Tuesday, when, yeah, I mean, you could pick holes in, you know, little spots of the game, but I mean, filed was something else. But defensively today, as an actual team, you know, they fought for each other, the shape was brilliant, you know, and we were trying to put them on the break, and I thought first half we did it three or four times, we were their keepers, made some good saves. We never looked uncomfortable in the game, and we were trying to play the game the right way. Trying to play from the back when we could into the midfield, and we were trying to keep it short and sharp. And you know, I was very pleased with everybody on the pitch there today.
To go into the defence and Curtis Jones, I mean, you've given the man of the match to Carney, haven't you?
I think Curtis Jones
is definitely in the shout. The way he defended against Adam Teague in set pieces and stuff, I've seen Teague play against FC United a number of times, and we've always struggled. If that's the level, then we're going to be all right, aren't we?
Again, the defensively, the two centre halves, three centre halves, they were brilliant. You know, you're talking about not just Teague coming up against Teague on set pieces, but you've got Marcus Carver, who runs in channels all day long, and he's a nightmare to play against. Defenders hate playing against him, you know, but you'd love to have him in your team. And we controlled him, you know. Chris Doyle, amazing. We've got the three probably the best centre-halves in the league on that pitch today. And then you've got Aaron Morris, who's an amazing prospect. So there's four centre-halves there, which, and you know, I like to think I know a bit about centre-halves. And some that you've just seen there, that was one of the best performances in...
Yeah. I mean, Doyle was here...
Pre-season.
Yeah. And, you know, that clearance off the line in the first half...
He's clever. He's a clever player. We spoke to him in the summer about coming down. But obviously, Vermo spoke to him as well. And he was honest. He was like, I've got to give a go at conference football. And you can't knock that. You know, he weren't rude. He weren't horrible. And... You know, as soon as obviously Vermo decided he weren't going to keep him on, we were made alert. And you know, if we keep him here, he's going to be a great signing.
You've got a bit of a dilemma, though, haven't you? Because Tom Dean's pretty good as
Tom
well.
Tom Dean's been brilliant. This is what I mean. Them three defenders, centre halves, are the best in the league who've been around and done it. You know, and like I said, Aaron Morris is one learning. He's never played at this level, so he'll have a bit of patience, and he'll be learning a hell of a lot off them three players.
Well, you say defending. He was the only one to have a shot on target.
Well, I know. Especially down the side there, there was a few times we got in on the left hand side, and we wanted a strike, and they were crossing it. But we, you know, the lads are happy. They worked hard. And
have we nailed down right back yet? Do you think?
No. Obviously, with Ollie leaving shortly, we haven't got a natural right back there, so we've been trying different people. Carney's done a great hour there, but he's a centre mid, and his favourite position is centre mid. And if you ask him where he wants to play, he'll be centre mid.
But then he
does a job like that for an hour, and it shows you what kind of character he's got and what a player.
With Carney, are you wasting him at right back because of his passing from the
middle of
the pitch?
Then
that's a headache in midfield because you've got Potts and Griffiths.
Exactly, and you've got Lenehan, four centre mids. It's competition everywhere, and you know it's still pre-season, and there's a hell of a lot of games to go, and there'll be ups and downs, there'll be injuries, suspensions, and there's plenty of games for people to put a stamp on and make an impression.
Michael Donoghue obviously come back from injury today. He was pretty good.
First half especially. I got my orders. He could only do an hour because he's obviously not trained and he was missing. So, to be fair, it was more than I thought this morning because I didn't think he'd have anything. So I was made up because of the way we wanted to play. He was vital to the formation and he set off like an house on fire. His pace on the turn, and they couldn't live with him. Again, it's big headaches for Renault. I'm glad it's not me.
One thing I just want to say, taking the Bangor game out, though, slightly, one concern, I think, potentially, is we're not seem to be banging lots of goals in. I know we've got a couple of injuries, so I'll come to that in a second. You know, a 0-0 today, a good 0-0, we could have scored. Is that the only concern so far, is that we're not really, take last Saturday out, we're not really scoring masses?
It is in a way of, like I said, we've not scored today. No, it's the first one we've not scored in.
Yeah.
If we look at it like that, so that's a bonus. But obviously we've lost the 9 to injury. Sharp is not as much minutes as he wants. You know, we've had a trialist in Dave who's put the effort in. But like you said, the 9 need to score goals. You're there to score goals. So if your 9 is not scoring goals, there's a question. But you know, you can't fault the lads for effort. And obviously it's something that we're looking at and working on now. You've lost Almond as well at the minute. We didn't expect that to happen. You know, and he was 30 goals last season.
Well, exactly. What's the latest with him? Do we know?
he's got some weird word, muscle summit with
Latin,
his name.
Bit of Latin.
Yeah. Now, we're hoping in a couple of weeks' time we'll know more in terms of, does he need a scan? Hopefully right. not. Does it settle down? So we're waiting on that. Louis Myers, it's mad. On Tuesday night, he was on crutches and there was swelling everywhere. And Liv said it could be 6 weeks minimum. And then he walks down to training with no brace on his leg. And like it could be 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's a positive.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Well.
So that takes us to Chester on Tuesday.
Another testing game.
How are we looking? And good. You mentioned some of the injuries there.
I mean, today no new injuries. Players back from injury. So today's it's gone perfect in a way in terms of that. We haven't lost anyone. We've gained players. Players have got more minutes. There's more 90 minutes in the tank around the pitch. And then there'll be more 90 minutes again on Tuesday against Chester, which will be a very hard game because, you know, Jono and Bernard, you know, they'll come at us with a strong side.
But it's looking quite good, though.
Yeah, no, we're really pleased. You know, if you think about it, we kept here 3 or 4 players from last year, so we brought in 16-ish players. And it's like, you know, you're chucking them out there and saying, let's go and gel. And they're still learning about each other. They're still learning about each other's runs. And, you know, like the three behind the top, man, like today, there was a lot more movement than Tuesday because the little chats we had about Charlie running on the inside and Donny's got to, you know, change directions. And it's all about getting to know each other on the pitch. And, you know, 2-3 weeks down, they'll be knowing what runs the players are making before we do, and they'll be gone, you know. And again, it's in training because we'll be working on it. And, you know, even, you know, I'm pleased with Charlie, you know, the renown for set pieces. For the last 3-4 years.
How many corners did we have today, by the way?
We did. Yeah. And they had quite a few. Yeah. But defensively, off the set pieces, Vermo loves a corner. He sits at home every night making corners. He trains all week doing corners, and he loves them. So you knew you had to be on the ball today. And they're strong, and they score so many goals off them. And again, we defended brilliantly off them. Mm. You know, everyone had the jobs to do. Everyone did the jobs. And it was just pleasing to see. So
well, it was a good game. It was a good game, and a lot to be optimistic about, I think.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, Chaddy, a big thank you for joining
us.
You keep up the good work, and we'll see you Tuesday.
Cheers, guys. See you all later.
So we're now joined by FC United captain Michael Potts. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Yes. So it's another good run out there, and a nil-nil. Yeah, how was it for you?
It was a solid performance, to be honest. I think we took a lot out of Fylde. I think we weren't organised enough, kind of off the ball defensively. So today we just wanted to make sure that when off the ball, we knew our roles. You could see that today, like obviously the defensively, they couldn't break us down. But lads did really well, and then I thought we were composed on the ball. Where against Fylde in final third, I thought we could have done a lot better. So we were trying to work on that today. Obviously we didn't score today, but it was more positives. The lads were like composed on the ball. We were switching it side to side, what we're like trying to work on, trying to kind of move teams and then create the gaps and get through them.
Well, one of the challenges with Charlie is obviously the newbie brothers, who are, you know, they've been
all over
to tear teams to shreds.
Exactly.
So you and Griffiths and Ennis are there in midfield trying to keep on top of it all. And I think you did it.
Just 5-10 yards between each other. Obviously they're going to get chances. They know how to find the pockets. They're experienced lads. That's why they're playing at Chorley in the Conference Prem. But it was just about trying to keep that 2 yards, do you know what I mean? Don't give them enough time to get a shot off. I thought we did really well, yeah.
Obviously, you've been developing a quite nice partnership with Griffiths, it looks like, in midfield. Obviously, there's no Josh Wallen here this season. Yeah. So, how is that relationship developing in midfield?
Good.
Looks pretty good.
Really good. He's a great player. Griffiths, you can see technically he's really gifted. He's got that. He can switch the ball. He likes to go forward. So it's just my role now is just really just to sit in front of the back four and kind of keep him on a rein, really, and just let him kind of side to side, keep up with play forward and get a bite. And you can see he gets stuck in. He wins his headers. So it's mainly for me now is just to keep everyone in check, keep everyone switched on. And that's my job, really.
Now, your job is obviously captain as well, Neil Reynolds. As soon as, you know, he became manager, you arrived, he's my captain. I think you've been captain now probably of 3 different FC United teams in that space of time.
Yeah.
How is this team gelling, do you think? It looks like we're slowly getting towards that
better
squad of 18-20.
That's it. We're coming together now. These lads, the lads we've brought in have been around non-league. your Curtis Jones, your Tom Deans, your Adam Dodds, your Craig Carnes, like they've all been around, Chris Sharp, Charlie Ennis, they've all non-league. Like last season they were a young group of lads, unexperienced. It was tough because the games were coming thick and thin, and it was like trying to kind of, we didn't have time to practice, so it was like we're practicing in game time. Yeah. And then the teams were beating us 2-0, we were down like 4-1, and it was a learning curve where now we've had a chance to like pre-season practice, put into what we want to achieve, but we've got the experience on the pitch now, and you can see that today. We've come up against Chorley, and we stood our ground, and I thought the lads did really well. Should be proud.
Absolutely. And you know, that, like you say, the pattern of play went. I'm sorry to go back to this game, because it was the best game of last season, Hereford away in the league.
Yeah,
it was superb. Mm. And you know, you saw this is how FC United want to play, and for circumstances it just didn't work out as the season progressed, but it looks like we're getting to that again, and that must be very exciting.
It's the personnel. Like obviously we had the lad from left back on loan, I can't remember his
Thompson.
Name Thompson, Lewis Thompson, great player. The wing backs are massive for us in the way we want to play. We want to build play in the middle, keep it, and then the gaps appear down the sides and get them in. And now we've got obviously Adam Dodd. Obviously at the moment we've got the right back at the moment. We need to find the player for that. And obviously Craig's doing that at the moment. He's doing a great job today. He was bombing on. He looked really good, and he didn't look out of place at all.
I mean, he might have to go right back if you and Griffiths keep playing the way you're doing.
Yeah, no, that's it.
And it's not a bad position for him to be, because like you say, he was pretty good in that first half.
I just think it's a squad game. Whether it's me and Griff or Griff and Craig in there, or me and Craig. Jack Lenhan, great player. He could even play in there. So at the end of the day, you've got competition. That's what you need. Even last season, we didn't have no competition. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need two for each position, because it's a squad game. It's a long season. Injuries, this league as well, Saturday, Tuesday. You need lads fit.
And obviously, you know, next game, Chester. Then Runcorn, then Ossett United, and then the training, and then it's Grantham. Are you looking forward to those first games against Grantham and Hyde?
Oh,
and then
I can't
off
wait
go?
Now. It can't come quick enough for me this season. That competitive edge, your routine. Nah, you can't. I can't wait for it.
Well, Mike, big thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And
appreciate it.
Good luck on Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
FC United captain Michael Potts there speaking to me on Saturday afternoon following that 0-0 draw with Chorley. So pre-season continuing apace. This week, FC United with two games at Broadhurst Park. Firstly, on Tuesday night, it's Chester visiting, and that game kicking off at Broadhurst Park at 7:45. If you can't make that game in person, we'll have full commentary available for you all on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Join us from about 7:40 from North Manchester on Tuesday night. And then on Saturday, Runcorn Linnets, another fan-owned club, will be visiting North Manchester. It's a 3:00 kickoff on Saturday. Unfortunately, there'll be no commentary for that game, so you'll have no choice but to attend that match in person. But updates will be available via the club's Twitter feed. That's at FC United MCR. But we will be back next week on Monday with another This Club Is My Club, with reaction to those matches against Chester and Runcorn Linnets. But that is it for this week's This Club Is My Club. And remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of FC United, you can visit the website fc-utd.co.uk. And while you're on that website, make sure you buy a season ticket or two. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this week, make sure you have fun. Bye bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.